It's Jordan from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel once more. Who's seeing my Unibrugger shirt? How apposite as I'm speaking about sport, but unfortunately I'm speaking about association football, not rugby football. Now, I'm not known for my sports punditry, but the Football World Cup is on, the men's one, that is. So I'm going to do my roundup, my prediction about that. Start with the bad news. Everyone knows, Republic of Ireland, we're not qualified for 20 years. Last time we were in it was co-hosted by South Korea and Japan. Northern Ireland's not in it. Hasn't been in it since, my goodness, like 1986. Remember that one? Fascinating. My cousin supported England rather than the other part of Ireland. anyhow, so now we're looking at this, hosted by Qatar for the very first time. Never been hosted by Middle East and a Muslim country before. So that the host automatically qualifies, which I think is being phased out for the forthcoming World Cup, because next time it's co-hosted by Canada, the United States and Mexico. They want three host nations in it. But all three of those countries are actually qualified of their own right this time. So it's quite contentious giving it to Qatar, given its poor human rights record, given that many of the constructors were working in semi-slavery, hundreds of them died, and far more than you expect to in a construction project of this magnitude. And the homosexuality is severely penalised by laws that would make Draco of Athens blush. Anyway, so the host did very badly. Well, maybe not as badly as you might expect, considering Qatar never come within a mile of qualifying for World Cup, losing 2-0 to Ecuador, 3-1 to Senegal, and 2-0 to the Netherlands. So a two-goal deficit each time. So they're out. That's not really surprising. The Netherlands, you know, not as strong a showing as you might think. The Netherlands very unlucky. They've thrice been in the World Cup final. They've never lifted the World Cup. Was it 2010 against Spain? They're in the final. In the 70s, they're twice in the final. So, you know, they beat Senegal 2-0. That's not surprising. Drew with Ecuador. Fairly poor result for the Dutch. And 2-0 victory over Qatar. Should have been more. But Senegal's performing strongly. Then looking at Group B, where England thrashed Iran 6-2 in the opening match. Some of the Iranians are even supporting the English, just to make a point that they don't support their regime having murdered that young woman for not wearing a hijab. The United States drew against Wales. Well, great moral victory to Wales. A minnow, a country of 3 million people against 330 million. So really hats off to the Welsh for that. And then Wales being defeated 2-0 by Iran. I mean, Wales' trophy was to even qualify, the second time they've ever been in it. England drawing 0-0 against the United States. And I think that was a moral victory for Americans because, you know, England's got a much better international football record than the USA. Really, England should have won that one. That was unconvincing. And then England beating Wales 3-0, which is about what you expect. Okay, the boot of Mark Rashford scoring twice. And then the United States beating Iran 1-0. The Iranians have been so gratified if they could have beaten the great Satan, even though they're going home regardless. So Argentina, who would have been one of the contenders, losing 2-1 to Saudi Arabia. The Poles doing quite well, beating Saudi Arabia 2-0. Argentina then defeating Mexico 2-0, and Argentina defeating Poland 2-0. So Argentina could be a contender, but there was that dubious result against Saudi Arabia. Mexico also performing all right. Yeah. So what was I going to say? Looking on to Group D. Now, France, obviously, are the reigning champions, and they won their group, which is not surprising. Denmark and Tunisia 0-0. You'd think the Danes would have won that one. France beating Australia 4-1. That's about what you'd expect. And Australia beating Tunisia, the Tunisians are going home. And France beating the Netherlands 2-1. Again, about what one would anticipate. Australia beating Denmark. And last of all, Tunisia beating France. So France's result has not been gleaming, considering they're reigning champions. Yes, they're top of the group, but it wasn't a difficult group. And then Group E, if you see that one, where Japan defeated Germany. That was the real upset. You know, Germany is thrice world champions. Japan's never progressed very far. Spain absolutely thrashed Costa Rica 7-0. So again, not too surprising. But Costa Rica beat Japan. So that is a surprising result, considering the Japanese had just beat the Germans. And then Japan beating Spain 2-1. And Germany drawing against Spain 1-1. So, you know, Spain having won the World Cup not so long ago, it's a dreadful result for Germany. I don't think they've ever been knocked out at such an early stage. And the Spanish not doing as well as you might anticipate. But, you know, Japan has really come through. And then on to Group F. Morocco topped that group, perhaps surprisingly. 0-0 against Croatia. Remember, Croatia was runners-up last time. Belgium became, I think, third last time. So they beat Canada 1-0. You think they'd do better than that? I can't think the last time the Canadians had qualified. But then Belgium lost to Morocco 2-0. So a very poor result for Belgium. A lot of Belgian-Moroccans. Divided loyalties, hey? And Croatia smashed Canada 4-1, not surprisingly. 0-0 between Croatia and Belgium. As they're sort of on a par, that's not really surprising. But Morocco beat Canada 2-1. So Morocco's done rather better than anticipated, but it is one of the best teams in Africa. Another thing is that 32 teams in this, almost half the places go to European countries. Does it get too many places? And Africa gets about 5. And considering Asia's got 60% of the world's population, they don't have anything like as enough places. They've got South Korea, Japan, and is that it? I mean, Australia, is that lumped in with them as well? So they should have far more Asian teams. Doesn't it be 60% of the teams? It also has to reflect the quality of the football. Coming on to Group G. Okay, Brazil is the most successful team ever, and they top Group G. So Switzerland, this is University College Oxford, our rugger jersey. So Switzerland beat Cameroon 1-0, about what you'd expect. Brazil beating Serbia 2-0. You think that Brazil would do a bit better than that. And 3-3 between Cameroon and Serbia. You think Serbia would do better than that. I remember when Cameroon first qualified in 1990. Everybody's favourite, this country people had not heard of before in most cases. And Brazil beating Switzerland by only 1-0. You think the Brazilians would do much better than that. They also beat Cameroon by 1-0. So Brazil, considering they're going to be a footballing superpower, this is a disappointing result. Yes, they're top of the group, but it's a pretty easy group. Switzerland and Cameroon, they should thrash those with no difficulty. Serbia beat, but not by so much. So the real football powerhouses have not performed that strongly. So, you know, and then Portugal top group, Group H, beating Ghana 3-2. Uruguay was 0-0. South Korea losing to Ghana 3-2. It was difficult to say which way that was going to go. Portugal beating Uruguay 2-0. Again, what would anticipate? And Uruguay beating Ghana. And last of all, South Korea defeating Portugal. So that was a great, great result for the South Koreans, because Portugal is actually a very strong team. I know it's not actually won the World Cup, but they, you know, they've only got 10 million people. So who's through now? So is the Netherlands and Argentina through? Yeah, it's probably going to be Portugal and Spain. I'll actually just say who's still in it. Is we've still got the Netherlands and Argentina, Japan, Croatia, Brazil, South Korea, England, Senegal, Poland, France, Morocco, Spain, Portugal and Switzerland. So some of that will be over by today. So is that 14 countries still left in it? Now, of the ones who are still left in it, who's ever won the World Cup? Argentina, Brazil, England, France, Spain. So a rather unscientific approach says any of those 5 have got a chance. And obviously Brazil's one of the most. So they've got to be kind of a favourite. Let me see. Japan and Croatia, who's probably going to win? I put my money in Croatia winning that one. Brazil against South Korea, almost certainly Brazil's going to win that one. England against Senegal, it's likely that England will win that. France against Poland, again, the smart money would say that France will prevail, even though France has had a lacklustre World Cup to date. Morocco versus Spain, I would bet the bank on Spain winning that one. And Portugal against Switzerland, probably Portugal's going to win that one. So the thing is, none of the real giants are going to knock each other out. So yeah, there's still those contenders are Spain, France, England, Brazil, Croatia, Argentina, the Netherlands. Well, who's actually won in recent years? Argentina won not so long ago. Brazil won not that long ago. And France won last time, and Spain won, when was it, 2010? So of those 4, we've got a series to consider, you know, as I say, France, Spain, Brazil and Argentina. And probably Brazil, even though they've not had a great World Cup campaign by their standards. I mean, England came 4th last time, has not won the World Cup in a long time. So I don't rule it out. I give England about a 10% chance of winning, considering there are 5 World Cup teams in it that have ever won. I give Brazil, say, a 30% chance of winning. So my, I reckon it would be Brazil. But Brazil and Argentina cannot face each other in the Netherlands. in the final, they'd knock each other out. So if it's not Brazil, it'll probably be Argentina in the final. And, you know, England and France could well be facing each other quite soon. And Spain and Portugal probably be facing each other quite soon. I think England would beat France. And I think Spain would beat Portugal. So then it would probably be Spain versus England. I reckon Spain would win that one. So most likely Spain versus Brazil in the final. I give Brazil a 30% chance of winning the whole World Cup. I give Spain maybe a 15% winning the whole World Cup. Thank you. Bye.